Zechariah chapter 13. In that day, well, the day that we've just been reading of at the end of chapter 12 is the day when Israel repent, when they look upon him whom they have pierced, that's Jesus, and mourn when Jesus is back on the earth with the signs and marks still in his hands and feet where they crucified him, and they're all mourning and weeping. In that day there will be a spring open to the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness. So they will be forgiven and they'll be able to cleanse their conscience. In that day, says Yahweh, I will cut off the names of the idols out of the land, and they will be remembered no more. I will also cause the prophets and the spirit of impurity to pass out of the land. It will happen that when anyone still prophesies, then his father and his mother will tell him, you must die, because you speak lies in the name of Yahweh. And his father and his mother who bore him will stab him when he prophesies. In that day the prophets will each be ashamed of his vision when he prophesies. Neither will they wear a hairy mantle to deceive, but he will say, I am no prophet. I am a tiller of the ground. I have been made a bondservant from my youth. One will say to him, what are these wounds in your hands? Then he will answer, those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends. A bit difficult to understand, isn't it? But the idea is that they're going to see the marks in the hands of Jesus when he comes back. We read in chapter 12, they're going to mourn and repent. They're going to be then, this chapter 13 says, they're going to be washed from their uncleanness. And everybody who's been a false Christ, who's trying to appear like Jesus with marks in their hands, will admit, yep, I was lying. I was just deceiving. There'll be total repentance. Awake, sword, against my shepherd and against the man who is close to me, says Yahweh. Strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered, and I will turn my hand against the little ones. Well, that was applied to Jesus when he died and the disciples were scattered. It shall happen that in all the land, says Yahweh, two parts in it will be cut off and die, but the third will be left in it. I will bring the third part into the fire and will refine them as silver is refined, and will test them like gold is tested. They will call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people, and they will say, Yahweh is my God. So there's going to come a terrible time of trouble in the land of Israel. A third are going to survive, two-thirds are going to be cut off, and that third who do survive are going to be put through the fire to bring them to faith, because Peter talks about this. He says that the trial of our faith is like the testing of gold, when gold is put in the fire until all the dross and the dirt falls off the lump of gold and the pure yellow gold eventually appears. So this is the purpose of the time of trouble that is to come upon Israel, so that they might repent and turn to God and accept the Lord Jesus whom they pierced.